Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am not TJ Jackson. I'm Terrell Jackson.
Yay!
Finally, we got rid of him. No, I'm just kidding. And I'm here, and I'm joined with my older brother,
Taj.
What's up, Taj?
What's going on, Terrell?
We're freestyling this a little bit.
Yes, I like this.
It's our first time I'm here with
the restrictions are off.
Yeah, we got the computers and the mixer. We'll get it done. Anyways, Todd, you want to do the Twitter thing real quick?
Sure. We are live at... Oh, my gosh. I already screwed it up. We are live on the Power of Love radio show. So if you are listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we will be opening up the phone lines to take a couple questions and also through Twitter. So if you have a question about the topic, which we're going to get to soon, and you want to join in, you can tweet us at... And here's the Twitter. It's at DDJ Foundation.
That's right.
Or the call-in number.
You got that?
Yes. The call-in number is 323-203-0815.
Pretty good.
Should we get the disclaimer out of the way so we don't forget it?
Yeah. What are we doing with that?
You can say it.
But I have a thing. I don't do it.
Oh, jeez. All right. Here we go.
We
are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. Have been impacted by it and have learned from it. This is my first time reading this, by the way. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Don't just rely on us.
Yes.
So, yeah, please do. I mean, we'll give our opinions, but they're just opinions.
What's going on, Taj?
Not a mucho.
Let's do the week thing. How was your week?
My week was good. Last week I watched Logan, which
I was
actually looking forward to. I was trying to keep my expectations down because when I get excited about a movie, but we went opening night and it was actually really good.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but it was really, I enjoyed it. And I really like Hugh Jackman anyway, not only as a character, but also as a person. So.
Now, I heard this was his last one. As Wolverine?
Yeah, this was kind of like a send-off. Like he's been doing it for X amount of years, no pun intended.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And so he wanted to do it right. And he said in interviews that he actually was more of a pain in the butt to people.
Okay.
Because he was trying to give the fans what they wanted.
Right.
So I respect him as well because he has a strict regimen, you know, in terms of his weight and his bodybuilding, you know, for the role, and on and off the camera, he seems like a really decent human being.
I saw something on Instagram where he was doing some voiceover. It was really cool for Wolverine.
Oh, really?
And it was a scene where they were running through the forest or something, and he was like, and he was like punching.
Yeah.
So it's really cool how you see him doing all that, and then he smiled after.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah,
but nice.
What about you?
I finally we had our first baseball game.
Oh, geez.
We had opening day. It was a very long day. I was on my feet from like 7, I think we got to the field. And then we left around like 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
And I obviously have both teams to do. But it was a lot of fun. You know, it just brings back so many memories being there. It's always fun. You know, now I got all of our friends, they got children, so I saw Drew and Ryan and Scott, so they were all there as well. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were playing baseball, saw my boys hit the ball field, and had a good time. Love it.
Didn't you have like a special guest at one of your games as well?
Papa T came.
Yes.
And surprised us, so that was nice. And then as I do every year, I take photos next to mom's side. And I had a pop stand-in, and take a photo with the boys. Mm. So that was a nice picture.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's a good week. And then hopefully we keep it going.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to our show. What do we got on the topic for today, T?
I was thinking about it, and, you know, because we come from a musical background, but I think music is one of the most powerful languages, if not the most powerful language. It transcends boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Could be used for good or bad, wars or peace. And so for me, what I would love to talk about is just the power of music in terms of if there's any songs that have helped you get through either loss, depression, mm-hmm. or that make you feel good. Like, I know there's a song that Terrell's sick of that I used to play every day.
Well, I'm not sick of it now.
Now you're not sick of it now, but I literally played it every day on the way to school as I was driving TJ and Terrell's.
And you didn't play it once on the way there. I played it nonstop all the way there.
I wore that song out. But, you know, that's in my defense, that song is a very happy song, and it made me... It's a good way to start my day. I was up early, and I didn't like driving as it was. So that kind of... There's two songs, but we're not going to play the second song.
How do you pronounce your name? Deviles,
I think. Deviles? I don't know. I Touch Myself. Well, we're going to play the other one that I used to wear out, which is Petals by the Jackson 5, which... should we play a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead and play a little bit.
Oh, that's not it. Hold on.
Come on.
Hold on.
Taj, one job.
I forgot the pause. I have some songs lined up.
All right.
If you know that song, don't ignore that other one because it was kind of a mix-up. Okay, here we go. Ready?
This is Petals, right?
This is Petals. I'm going to play it. I'm going to drop the needle, actually. And this is the part that Terrell used to get sick of coming up right here.
Well, of course.
It's the breakdown.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Oh my gosh, that brings back such great memories.
I don't know how many times you played that song.
I could probably over 1,000.
You're not exaggerating.
No, easily over 1,000 times. I mean, I still to this day hear that song and makes me smile. I don't know. And it's weird because it's not one of the popular Jackson songs, you know,
Mm-mm.
Jackson 5 songs.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't think Petals is a song that it was off. I don't even know what album it was off of.
I don't know either.
And the sad thing is I'm looking at the album cover.
Many compilations. And let me see which one it looks like. Is it the anthology one?
Oh, shoot.
Which one?
The one that has the most over there.
You
too.
We had that one. That gosh, picture hanging up in the wall.
Yeah, I'm just bumping in everything. I think it's Maybe Tomorrow.
Could be. That's pretty sad. We don't know.
Yeah, it is Maybe Tomorrow. Says it right there. I should have read the thing.
So you played that nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain songs, and you guys know this too. There's certain songs that trigger memories for you, whether it's like your first dance, your first kiss, your first breakup. You know,
it takes you to a place, music.
Yeah. And so, Tara, what would be a song for you? I'm not going to pull it up because, well, I might try. Come on.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about all the songs you used to play.
That's right.
You have like a certain, you like happy songs.
I do.
Is it Casey and the Sunshine Band? Which one? The one that sounds like Uncle Jackie in that?
Oh.
What a Night. No,
What a Night.
Yeah, it's not Casey.
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
Yeah.
Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, What a Night. Oh, my gosh. I got to get that lined up. But, yeah, that song.
You know, like five songs that are classic.
That song right there, Oh, What a Night, was basically, I wore that song out. I wear all the songs out. But it has a happy feeling to it. And then there's a bridge that sounds like Uncle Jackie.
Yeah, when you play a song, you wear it out, like, nonstop. You don't let it breathe at all.
No. Because the song has to be ingested. And so, for me... Songs are so important, and that's a weird thing because I actually don't listen to the radio now, like today.
No, you don't.
Today's music, I always listen. I only listen to older stuff. I would say I stopped probably in 2000. So anything earlier than that's new, I don't listen to. I mean, I hear certain songs, obviously, but I connect more with the older songs. So this next song,
Oh, we got another one?
Yeah, I'm not going to do like a jukebox thing, but I think this one is different because you just said I only like happy songs. This song was from the Jacksons, and this was my first breakup, you know, which...
Oh, wait, hold on. Give me one album.
Triumph.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Is it going to be... No, Always is Victory. Oh, I know what song it is. I can't think of the name, though. Uncle Jackie? Time Waits for No One?
There you go. That song right there, and I only played it. I didn't even give it justice. I played. Can I play a little more?
Yeah, you can. I did it backwards though. Who wrote that? Did Uncle Jackie write that?
Uncle Jackie wrote that song.
See,
yeah,
yeah. See,
should I play a little more of it?
Yeah, go. I mean,
I love the harmonies of it.
Play. You got time?
Okay. My darkened room. Oh, here we go. Lonely in my darkened room. See, it's not happy.
Music was great back then. Is it possible? Live instrumentation.
Yes. Can I get to the chorus? Or should I just
let
it
run?
Okay. It's weird because this song as well.
We'll talk over it. I'll do this.
It's really sad for your first breakup. And you would think that I would not, it'd be torture. But I really connected with this song. And it actually really helped me get through it.
Did you listen to this over and over?
100%.
Really? But
for me, it was the harmonies that are coming up. I mean, the way Uncle Michael sings it. Oh, my gosh. This song. This song helped. Gosh. This song you literally helped me get through.
No, I know what you mean. I have... there's a couple songs that I listen to, too.
Which ones?
And it's funny, because they're Jackson songs as well.
Do you think it's because we're Jackson?
You know what? I don't know. Do you want me to wait for the chorus?
We have to wait for the chorus now.
You picked the, like...
You told me to start from the beginning. I told you to start from the beginning. I was going to go to the chorus.
I didn't tell you to
start. I knew how the chorus goes. It goes at the very... It's coming up.
No, you got the B section coming out.
Yeah.
Taj Jackson.
Okay, turn this up. We got to get this. It's your turn. I'm scared there's someone sleeping by the side. I can hide all the pain deep inside. If there's love, time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. Time waits for no one.
I told you to just listen to this over and over and over.
Over and over. It's 3 minutes. That's the beauty, too. Songs back then were shorter. So
yeah.
So you could play them to death, you know, and that's the... but, gosh.
There was a... You know what? There's a song... what album is that?
And if you guys have songs, too, listeners...
Yeah, call in.
Yeah, please call in. Like, songs that bring back certain memories.
Again, I'll give you the number. It's 323-203-0815.
And on Twitter, it's at DDJ Foundation. But we're just talking about really the power of music.
Do you remember Even Though You're Gone?
Oh, yeah.
I listened to that one.
You do? Really?
That was my breakup song for a while.
Gotta find out.
That, and then there was one more. I can't remember the name of it. I think there was two on that album. Even Though You're Gone. Taj, are you looking for the album? No. Whatever. But yeah, there was a couple. Oh, Ashley was calling, but we lost her.
Aw, man.
Maybe I'll be able to answer next time. Sorry, Ashley.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I had, you know what, my one of my songs when I hear "Enjoy Yourself." Why are these all Jackson songs?
That's what I, that was my question. Is it because we grew up in the family, or just like are they just? I think they had a certain.
They bring back memories.
Memories, though. But I think for a lot of people, that you know,
September, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'll go outside of the Jackson
September.
Lane. So September
Fantasy.
Was big. Oh, hold on. Got a caller. Hello. Who's on the line?
Did you do the call thing?
Yeah, I did this right. Hello? Anyone there? I thought I did this right. Let's try again.
Try the music thing up, maybe.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
All
this
right.
is a different caller.
Hi. This is Ashley from Pennsylvania again.
Hey, hi, Ashley. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're all right.
Yeah, we're doing well.
We're figuring this out.
Good.
A little shaky, but we're getting through.
Well, hold on one second. Let me see if I can turn up the volume on here. It's up all the way. All right. I have any song by your Uncle Michael would probably be my answer.
Oh, okay.
You didn't have a go-to?
I'm sorry, what?
You didn't have a go-to song?
I really, just ever since I was born, I swear to God, I was born loving him. And
so just, what's that
any
song
that, really, but my favorite album is Dangerous, so any song from Dangerous, my favorite's Will You Be There, that's my favorite.
Ah, we were talking about that.
We were actually talking about that because there was, we were on the road with our uncle, and and he told us that that was one of the songs that he was most proud of because it had a lot of meaning to him in terms of literally people being there for him, you know, and and holding them up. And the "Hold Me Like the River Jordan," you know, he kept saying that that's very significant to him. And I think the fans have been incredible in that way because they have held him up and held his legacy up. So, you know.
Aww. Yeah, I'll be 30 in June, but I've, like, everyone always asks me how I love him so much because I'm so young, but I don't know, ever since I was born, I don't remember not loving him, so.
Mm-hmm. And did you, is there other artists that you listen to as well, or was that just it for you?
Go to.
Yeah. Well, Michael's my favorite, but, Prince and Janet, and you guys are probably my next three favorite.
Oh, that's great.
You.
What's your favorite Prince song then? What song from Prince?
Oh gosh, Prince. I love a lot of his songs, but one of my favorites. Oh boy, putting me on the spot here. Let's see. Prince, you know, like "Diamonds and Pearls" is one of my favorite.
Yes. Great song.
Now, did any of these songs that you could think of, did they ever help you get through a hard time or difficult situation? Did you ever find yourself listening to?
One of the hardest days in my life was actually when your uncle passed because I couldn't handle it. So just listening, a lot of people wouldn't listen to him when he passed if they were upset by it because it would make them even more sad. But I found that listening to him, especially, again, "Will You Be There," would, you know, help me calm down and just help me through it a lot.
All right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. For me, when he passed as well, it helped me hearing his music, you know, and connecting, obviously.
Yeah. And, I can mention another song?
Of course.
It's actually by a completely different artist. It's a special meaning to me because it was one of my Nanny's favorite songs and one of my mom's favorite songs. It's "Wind Beneath My Wings" by Bette Midler.
Oh, yes, of course.
That song, since it was my mom's mom's my nanny, so I called her, that's what we called her, but that was one of her favorite songs and one of my mom's favorite songs as well. So I had a little different, at my wedding, I actually had a mother-daughter dance, and that's the song I danced to with her.
That's great. That's nice. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great songs. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for calling in and sharing with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and I love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
That was great. Those are classics.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that song was really big, when it was playing on the radio constantly.
Which song?
"Winds Beneath My Wings."
Oh.
Mom listened to that a lot.
Yeah.
You know? Good songs. Hold on, we got another caller. All right. Hello.
Hi. This is Alicia again.
Hey, Alicia.
Alicia. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
We're doing good. Thank you.
I was calling about the topic, obviously. One song that got me through my surrogate grandmother's death was One Sweet Day by Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey.
That's a good one. That was a song for a lot of people. That's an incredible song and powerful song, and I think it's a song that is so needed, you know, and it's still going to stand the test of time. It's just the emotion, the words,
it's a great song.
There's perfect songs, I feel, and it's probably a perfect song.
Vocally, yeah. Sonically. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And so, like, would you hear it when you were feeling down, or was it like you would just hear it off, like you would just play it often? Like,
Well, what happened was she passed away on my birthday, and it took me, I guess, about a week for it to finally hit me, and I had the radio on, and the song came on, and I just burst into tears. Because before that, I had listened to it, you know, just on the radio, singing along like any other time I would hear it. But that one day, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And
different meaning.
Yeah, because of the meaning.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because there's certain songs that have, you know, you hear them originally, and they have one meaning, and then something happens, and then they have a completely different meaning. Like Smile for me now has a completely different meaning than it did when my uncle Michael was alive. Now I associate it with more of the memorials and all that stuff.
Different meaning.
Yeah. You know, Jermaine singing it and stuff like that. So it's a completely different meaning than when I previously knew. And I think there's songs like that do that change.
Right. It's very true. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Bye. Music.
Tell your man in the thing pretty Taj, decent.
I'm not doing an incredible job over here.
I know that. We know.
But I'm getting it's these
better,
calls.
Better you than me.
I'm trying, man. We got one more. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Sequoia.
Sequoia. Hey, Sequoia. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
We're hanging in there. We're manning the ship right now. So
you're doing great because I love this topic. Yeah. I can talk about music all day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not going to say whose idea it was.
Taj. It was Taj's idea.
No.
But do you have a song, Sequoia, that takes you back?
I have like a lot of songs, but my two like go-to songs like when I'm feeling down is Michael's song Smile, because like even though it sounds sad, it always helps me have a good cry when I need it. And also Brian McKnight's song One Last Cry.
Okay.
Like those songs like always help me, like when I'm feeling down or someone had hurt me, I just listen to those songs and just go in my room, cry it out, and then I'm just okay.
So do you feel like, because this is, I mean, being in music as well, being in the industry, we write songs and we hope that they connect with people, but also being a human being, there's been certain songs that we connect with that kind of lyrically speak to you, or that they're kind of telling your story, or in some way you feel like you might not be able to express it, but this person did, and so you don't feel alone. And is that kind of like, I mean, I'm just, that's how it was for me, like that this person was saying what I wanted to say.
How's the connection established?
Definitely. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of songs that I definitely can connect with. Like, I feel like the artist just knows me, even though we never met. Like, they just telling my story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so true.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, we're smiling. The reason why we're pausing because we're smiling. There's because some music. It, as we're talking, we're remembering songs too, and then we're smiling. So
yeah,
I got a couple more too. As
you
well,
do, you got some?
Yeah. Did you? Is there a certain era that you enjoy music from, or was it just like? Do you still listen to music today? Is it you only listen to? Because you mentioned two songs that were kind of in the 90s?
Taj, I love you.
I think we're on the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s. So, you know, everyone has an error. I know. I'm like, I didn't want to mess 90s. That up. Yeah. Well, I know One Sweet Day was 90s because we came out actually 1 week after that.
90s.
Yeah. So I did know that. I just,
yeah, like.
But Brian McKnight's song, I didn't know.
So, like, I love, like, mainly the early 2000s, the 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s, and, like, jazz from the 1920s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and that's very, like, interesting.
Music is powerful.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah. Yeah, music is very powerful. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sequoia, for sharing.
Yes.
We're going to get to another caller.
Okay, thank you. Love
thank
you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye. Of course.
We got more callers calling in. Let's try to get to another. Oh, she's lost her. She'll call back. Yeah, but you know, when Mom passed for me, there was a song. It was by Into You.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? You know that group?
I know that group.
Really? And the song was, I think it was either called I Miss You or I Miss You, Mommy. One of those, something like that. But I listened to that. It's a great song. It's an a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one. I don't have it on hand, but that was one I listened to.
Do you want me
to
look that up?
Sure, try. We got Tiffany calling. Let's get her on. Tiffany.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Tiffany.
Oh my gosh, you know me by name.
Yeah. How's it going?
Hi. How are y'all?
We are good. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good.
I'm doing good. You are doing fantastic.
We're trying.
You are doing really fantastic.
Yeah.
I wanted to call in and talk about like how music helps you through a hard time and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody keeps steering back into the Jackson Lane, and I'm going to go ahead and steer over into the Jackson Lane myself. It's a song by your Uncle Michael off the History album. I know you mentioned Smile,
mm-hmm.
But my particular song is Childhood, actually.
Mm.
Because, okay, that was an odd noise.
No, because it brought a memory to it. We'll explain why later, but there's a certain memory with childhood that is very important. But go ahead. We don't want to interrupt your story. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. It's just that, like, you know, when I first heard the song, I was like 9 when the song came out. So, you know, I focused mostly on, okay, Michael's talking about himself, you know, coming up as a child in the spotlight and everything. And, you know, now as an adult, like 20 plus years later, I listen to it, the lyrics have a totally different sound for me because I'm thinking about, well, oh my God, I, you know, like the best years of my youth were spent taking care of my mother. Really, I did miss a lot of my formative years for taking care of my mother. And, you know, when I listen to this, I'm like, oh my God, he's like singing about me. You know, I just sort of like identify so much with the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And, right. You know, I think that just made my being a fan of Michael Jackson even deeper. You know, it's just, you know, like I understand him, I get him. You know, if I would have met him, hopefully he would have, you know, gotten and understood me too. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I hope I'm making sense. It sounded great in my head.
No, you definitely are. And that's the thing, like with music, it is. And it's funny because when we do songs as 3T, sometimes we forget the lyrics. Kind of, we don't put as much time into the lyrics As we
some
should.
Of us do.
Some of us do. Some of us don't care.
Let's clarify that a little.
But
some of you need to learn, doctor. I know.
Yeah, but at the same time, talking about these songs. We're talking about lyrics, and we're also talking about the song itself. But lyrics are very important. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
very important.
Right.
While you're online, we'll tell you the story, or I could start the story with childhood. My memory of it was at Neverland when Uncle Michael was basically, I guess at that time they were deciding what the first single was going to be, and we told him that we loved childhood because it was so personal to him, and we felt that it was the perfect song that for people to understand him. Like if you want to understand Michael Jackson, listen to Childhood. It's all there,
right?
You know, and so for me, that was that song really embodies the innocence and the loss of privacy and everything else in terms of just it really means a lot. But I have a very vivid memory at Neverland talking mm-hmm. to him about Childhood,
and that ended up being. It was a double A-side.
Yeah, double A-side.
Double A-side. Scream and Childhood,
yeah,
right?
They couldn't make up a decision. But, yeah, so that's why we made that noise, because we were just like, it brought a good memory for us. Yeah. You know? And it was right near the movie theater, I remember, when we were talking about it, too. So it's a very vivid memory.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany, so much.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Can I say something, wait, please?
Yes,
because last week I'm sorry, Taj. Everybody was saying you were their favorite.
All right, bye.
I've wanted to do this for months. Carol is my favorite.
All right.
She's talking. Sorry, Tiffany. We couldn't hear that.
We know,
Tiffany. One more time for our listeners, please.
I said, you're my favorite,
thank
Carol.
You, Tiffany. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks for calling, Tiffany.
All right, thank you. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Taj, I don't know how we're doing right now.
Huh? What do you mean?
I don't know. Are we doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay on time, Terrell.
I'm not talking about the time. I'm talking about the show.
Oh, I'm checking the Twitters and all that.
We're doing
stuff.
Okay?
Yeah, there's not Twitters. There's not multiple Twitters.
We got a lot of calls.
Yeah.
We got another one.
Yeah, music's great.
Should we take
about.
It?
Yeah.
Let's take it. All right, here we go.
Let's take it.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the phone with Taj and
Terrell. Okay.
Power of Love Radio.
That's amazing.
Who's this?
So I wanted to contribute songs that have moved me, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what is your name?
Yeah,
I'm
we didn't
sorry.
Get your name, though.
Sandy.
Oh, hi, Sandy. Okay, go for it.
Okay. So is this on the theme of the Jacksons and the Jackson 5?
It could be any song.
We just
grew up with Jackson songs, so that's why it's kind of Jackson heavy. But I have other songs that I'm going to contribute.
You pick any song you like.
Yeah.
So I would have to say with the, well, just songs that moved me off the top the other day. By Hawkins called Belock.
I'm sorry, one more time because it broke up. I just want to make sure everyone
the phone
hears
broke
it.
Up. So.
Oh, so as far as songs that move me and mm-hmm. bring me back to a time, and I think a lot of songs that are sad and also have a mix now are ones that save me. So the song that I just heard the other night was a song by Ted Hawkins called Biloxi.
Oh, okay.
And nice. So... just a really soulful and he passed, so I hadn't heard the song for a long time, so that was the first song that came to mind. And the other songs that I really love, I would say, is Knocks Me Off My Feet, Stevie Wonder.
Mm.
That's like an amazing song. And then with the Jacks, say first song that I ever danced to as a kid, and so I love hearing that song.
There's a bad connection, so we lost that song.
What song
we
was that?
We didn't even
one?
Hear the song because it cut off.
Dancing Machine.
Dancing Machine. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. And then with Michael, I would say the song Destiny and Lady in My Life. I love those two songs.
Nice,
good ones.
You got a wide variety in there, so that's nice.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a good topic, and I'm enjoying listening to everybody's songs and bringing back memories. So,
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
in,
thank
Sandy,
you for calling
and contributing.
In. Yes.
And I had a quick question.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know if there was any plans in the future for a museum or an exhibition in regard to Michael Jackson's legacy. I've been seeing different artists. Prince, I guess, already is having Paisley Park be a museum honoring his music legacy, and I was just wondering if that was anything that you had heard about at any time, you know, in the future, plans for a museum.
I do not
yeah,
know that answer.
We don't know
that
answer.
That is something I would love to see.
I think it's long overdue. Unfortunately, we don't have the control
we're not
of that. Yeah,
the decision makers.
We're not the decision makers, but I think it's long overdue, and I think it's needed. Definitely for the legacy, but also just to remind people of the contribution as well. So I'd be the first person to sign up and say this is needed. But I think people just expressing that and keeping it going and is super helpful. But it's out of our hands, unfortunately.
Yeah, it needs to happen, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your show.
Thank you.
And thanks for, I think the archive is growing and it's a great resource for people to listen to the archive. And a lot of your guests have been really great. So I just want to say thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Great callers.
Yes. Very. And that's the thing with music, you know, in general. And I want to, before time goes, I know that we're still okay right now, but I'm going to throw two songs and then I'm going to talk about certain things.
More of your songs?
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just, no.
Here, I can turn it up a little if you do.
Okay, if I do. But I want to give a shout out to, she's not alive right now, so I don't know why I said that, but Etta James, At Last, that song for me.
Right.
Hearing that song invokes so many emotions. It's just, maybe it's not that it's a happy song, but it's such a powerful song.
Okay.
That song I put up there. There's certain songs that I really put up there with Louis Armstrong. What a Wonderful World is just another song that it's just like they're like in a different level.
Do you want to sing a little bit of that last one for us?
Oh, I do the voice. I'm not going to do it right now. You might catch it on like a video or something. No, but I love those. I do a pretty good impersonation. I might do it one day, you know, when we're on the road or something.
People aren't going to want to hear, but okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I tried.
But I think that those two songs in general, and they're older songs, but they are still meaningful. But another song, Uncle Michael-wise, that I just feel are so powerful, besides Earth Song to me, is Human Nature and Man in the Mirror. Those two songs to me are like, those are songs that will live majority of the songs will live the test of time of his, but those songs for me, I hear those songs. Human Nature was one of my favorite songs he performed live whenever, you know, on the road, hearing that song. And that brings, every time I hear that song, it brings back good memories of watching him perform it live. And Man in the Mirror, same thing. Just, it's such a powerful song. But I wanted to bring up this topic just because there was a time, and I've talked about this before, but there was a time where I really lost myself. And when I say lost myself, it was more of like a depression point. I was 40, you know, I had gotten.
I was recent,
yeah. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I really wasn't connecting with music, today's music. And that's all we kind of knew at the time. You know, we grew up listening to music. We grew up appreciating music and loving the power of it and what it can do. And so I started YouTubing and looking at certain songs and actually going back and listening to older songs because I feel like they're sung a certain way. You know, one of the magic behind the Jackson 5 was that the songs, you really believe they felt them. You know, mm-hmm. Who's Loving
You?
It's
the emotion. You.
Yeah, Uncle Michael singing Who's Loving You. You know, you feel like he's actually singing. You know, like mm-hmm. he went through that experience.
Right.
But there's this one song, and I've said this on Twitter, but there's this one song that actually got me back to where, got me out of depression. And it wasn't hearing the song, it was seeing it performed live at that time, in terms of I was looking at old live footage of people performing, and it was Glass Night in the Pips. It was Midnight Train to Georgia. And and that song, just that song itself, hearing it, and a mixture of that, I'm going to also give Guardians of the Galaxy a little credit because that's soundtrack, you know, with Redbone, Come and Get Your Love, and all that stuff, which I played to death as well. But hearing that soundtrack reminded me how great music can be and how powerful it can be. So I went back and I started listening and watching. But Midnight Train in Georgia is a song that, to me, still today, like, it's like my go-to song in terms of, like, connecting with the world. It's really weird. It's weird to say that, but I went through a really serious depression, and this song really helped me. So I understand when people say that, and they're like, oh, this song helped me get out of this or that or whatever. So can I play a little of it?
Sure. Go ahead.
And the reason I want to play a little of it is just because... It's the way it's sung.
Just a different, different era.
Yeah, it's completely different. And I mean, she was singing this live, and it sounded exactly like it.
Yep, it's a whole different.
And it actually makes me sad though. But believe it or not, like I hear this, and then I hear music today, and I feel like it's processed. It's like. It actually makes me mad.
We've had that. We've had those conversations.
Yeah, in
about
studio.
The state of music.
Yeah, right now, me, Tara, and TJ. We have had that. But it's oh gosh, it bothers me. You know, because it's becomes the industry. I feel like I got now I'm in rant mode.
Yeah, you're in rant mode.
Okay, I need to settle down.
Taj, tell them. Moment?
Well, it's just the industry is so processed now. It's all about churning singles and not even good singles, just churning. Never mind. All right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think people listen to these songs, like, are they listening to them to help them get through? Do they want to feel more sad? Like, that's always interesting to me. You know what I mean? Like, when you're feeling low, do you listen to these songs to make you feel even worse and just get it all out? Cry it all out.
I think you listen to sad songs because then you connect. You're like, this person is going through it too, or went through it too. You know, The Time Waits for No One, for me, I felt like I know who wrote it, but it's like they, at that point, they probably were going through something similar. And so I'm not alone. And I think
so. It's comfort.
It's comfort. Because that's the one thing is that you feel like you're alone. You feel like no one's going through this, or no one gets it. No one understands it. And people do understand it. And a lot of people, that's what artists do for them, music artists, is that they're like, oh, there is another person that went through it, or there's a voice that, you know, that went through that.
And then it's a thing of, I'll be okay?
I'll be okay, or I'm not alone. And when I think it starts with I'm not alone, because that's the worst, is when you feel like no one gets it, you know. But then once you have that, then you can start getting better with it. I mean, that's what it worked for me.
Right. We got another caller. We had another caller.
Did you erase?
No. See? Here they come. Hold on. Here we go. Hello?
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 Hello, who is this?
Hi. It's Ebony.
Ebony. How
How's
are
it going?
Hey.
I did not think I'd get through in time, so.
Oh, you are through.
You made it. You made it, Ebony.
Okay, well, the song I have, it's Shake You Down by Gregory Abbott. This song is important. It means a lot because that was my dad's song that he always sang to me when I was young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So, and every time I hear it, I just think about him.
Do you often play it on your own, or is it something that plays on the radio and you hear it, or?
You can hear it on the radio every once in a while. It's like an old school song, like back in the 80s.
Right. But I'm asking, is this something that you go and you play on your own because you want to listen to it, or just if you're at the mall or something and you hear it playing, it takes you back to that place?
Well, it's kind of both. Every once in a while, I'll go on YouTube and listen to it, and then there are times where I just hear it while I'm out somewhere.
Mm.
And another thing is, he was a fan of huge fan of New Edition, I'm a fan, and he in turn made me a fan of New Edition. So any New Edition song that comes on, I think of him as well.
Got it. Wow. Music's great. What's your favorite New Edition song?
Yeah, by the way, you two are doing a great job.
We're doing okay.
We're holding down the fort. We're trying.
Here. What's your favorite New Edition song?
Oh, that is tough for me. One of my favorites, I have to say, is Can You Stand the Rain?
Good one.
That is a good
one. Hands down.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one. Okay.
I mean, it's a great song.
I want to know if you were going to go with old school New Edition or some of their later stuff, but cool.
Yeah, did you see the New Edition story?
I sure did.
Back in January?
Taj did not.
I didn't. Terrell definitely did, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I did too. Matter of fact, I think they're replaying it on BET right now.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. Well done.
Yeah.
Very well
and
done.
And I do have a question, and I'm kind of afraid to ask it, though. So.
Okay, you can ask.
Is it okay if I ask a question?
Yeah.
I think I speak for a lot of people, especially the ones who've been calling in, wondering if you guys are planning on doing a U.S. tour anytime soon.
Because
we would like to see you, like, in concert here in the U.S. So,
I guess we haven't really planned anything. We can't say we're doing something on this specific date, but we've been performing together since we were extremely young, so I think we'll always be performing together here and there, and we would love to perform in the States as well, so it's very possible.
Yeah, it's just opportunity, and if they approach us and stuff like
and
that, the right approach and all that stuff, yeah, and time.
I'm speaking for a lot of people who would love to see in concert, including myself.
We would love to perform in the States again as well, too.
Yeah, so it's very possible. I'm sure we will.
I certainly hope so. I really do.
Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I have a Twitter.
You have a Twitter, huh?
Yeah. Myra is asking, she's not asking. She said that my mom loved the group Il Divo, and after she passed away, I listened a lot to their music. It reminds me of my mom, and it helped me. And that's interesting, because Hall & Oates was someone that my mom always listened to.
Yeah.
And I actually...
Rick Astley, right?
Rick Astley, yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
I went into... Maybe about a couple months ago, I was missing mom a lot, and I actually pulled up on YouTube a lot of Hall & Oates and and was listening to it, and it brought back a lot of good memories. So, Myra, I totally get that. And, you know, certain songs, if your parents listen to them and it brought back good memory, it brings back good memories of you listening to them with them.
What? Very good. Well, it looks like we got very little time now. But, Taj?
Yeah, sure, you did a decent job. I'm going to give you a B+.
I did okay. I know. I could have done better, but you know, it's a lot.
I'm only giving you B+ because I didn't want to do it. You know,
it's okay.
If I give you a lower grade,
I got us through it, Todd. I got us through it. Now we know we can do it. The topic was pretty good, I must say, Taj.
Yeah.
You did well with that.
Thank you.
That about wraps it up. Taj, you want to do real quick social handles and website and things?
Social handles, it's Twitter, it's at DDJ Foundation. Facebook, it's at DEE Jackson Foundation. And Instagram, it's at DEE Jackson Foundation. And the website is www.ddjf.org.
That was quick.
Yeah.
All right.
And quicker with that.
That about does it for us. Thank you, everyone, for calling in, for listening, for helping. If you want to know more about the DDJF Foundation, you can go to our website. Once again, it's www.ddjf.org. Tosh, anything else?
That's it. Spread love and peace.
All right. We'll see you next week. TJ will be back, so don't worry. It'll be better. All right. Bye.
To the power of love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the DD Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.